What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
The pitch is swung on and missed with a slider. He followed 99 with 88. Chapman strikes him out. 98, got a little piece of it, two outs, a 2-2. And swung on and missed! Goodbye to the Rays! The Red Sox have swept them! They've won 10 in a row!
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hello and good afternoon. Welcome into the Brighton WEEI studios here, 93.7, powered by Verizon. WEEI Afternoons with all hope and hype today. No Ted Johnson, the wet blanket that is, the one lone voice of critique here for the Boston Red Sox is coming up with ways that he can downplay a 10-game winning streak heading into the All-Star break. Because Nick Fitzy Stevens, you know one thing I like to do in baseball as much as any other sport is look at that column, what your record is in the last 10. And when it says 10-0, that's pretty damn impressive. You can't be any better than that. You can't be any hotter than the Boston Red Sox, their pitching staff, their manager, pushing all the right buttons, writing all the right lineup cards. Sadon Rafaela might be the best hitter in baseball, might be the most likable athlete in Boston sports in his new role as the anti-Devers. I don't know if you can tell, Fitzy, but I'm feeling me some Sox right now.
You and Boston and Red Sox Nation, Major League Baseball, all of America. Side note, we have to try to figure out today by 6 o'clock. It is our job, our mission, to divine which is more responsible for the resurgence of the Boston Red Sox, the revitalization and rebirth of this season. Is it the hashtag Trump bump? Or is it having visited the National Zoo where Crochet and Panda became besties?
It's clearly the zoo. I mean, as much as I'm MAGA Hart around here, I'm also Mr. Panda Bear himself.
What happened to your brand? What is this?
When you get the luck of the panda on your side, when you have the most lovable animal on the planet, the animal that makes everybody universally feel better, and your ace visited that, and nope, it's the panda bear. World Wildlife Fund. You know what their logo is? It's not a capybara. It's not an eagle. It's not a rare anything. It's a panda bear because pandas make everybody happy.
They are very lovable, and I think that's what's so funny because I didn't see a panda bear tweeting out after the Red Sox had won 8 in a row. The Red Sox are undefeated since visiting me in the Oval Office.
They could.
You're all wrong. It's me, Brezbot.
Brezbot, settle down. And Brezbot is, he's got
Brezbot's
some...
Brezbot's got to be feeling himself these days.
Oh, yeah. He's got a little Vince McMahon swagger to him. The good kind, not the kind that tore down his career and his empire late and had documentaries about it. I'm talking about the wrestling figure that comes out of the tunnel with that swagger. Brezbot should have some of that. Alex Cora should have some of that because that guy has
been vindicated.
Absolutely.
They're a good baseball team, Andy.
And been through the ringer. He had to deal with the dink that is Devers for longer than he should have and in ways that he shouldn't have had to.
Good alliteration.
Comes out the other side, Fitzy. Comes out the other side, and he's predicting 10-game winning streaks. He's predicting good baseball team. Remember all the time where we started to wonder, like, you know, he keeps talking about playing important games in September and October. Does he know they stink? Does he know their record? Does he know where they are in the standings? Oh, he knew it. He had faith in his youthful squad, and that's the one place where I will take a mini victory lap when Ted's not here because he can't chase me on this victory lap. This team.
And that's because why?
This team is led and driven by its youth. And he told me a baseball team could not be led and driven by its youth. I firmly believe the youthful energy that Meyer and Anthony and Rafaela and Abreu and those guys bring to this team. And I'd even put Bayo in there. Bayo is not some been-around-the-block, ace, all-star veteran.
No, dude, what's he, like 23?
Right. So
that's youth movement as far as I'm concerned.
The youth movement has been at the forefront of this Red Sox revival here, and it certainly starts with Seydon Rafaela, who not too long ago, some people wanted to label as a bench player, utility guy, odd man outfield
trade
guy,
trade chip,
that whole thing.
Sure.
And
wait,
now,
did you know who he was a month ago, Andy? Did you think? Did you ever possibly foresee not only Seydon Rafaela entrenching himself as a core piece of the Red Sox and said youth movement going forward? Did you see him as potentially like a Mookie Betts-like powerhouse figure that would be the linchpin to the offense's turnaround?
I'll let Rafi Devers answer that for me. No, no. And I still don't know who he is long term. You know, I do generally fall into the recency bias and all of that.
It's okay. No shame.
Pretty sure this is not sustainable, what Seydon Rafaela is doing. But
oh, you mean going up against one of the best closers in all of baseball, having the guy throw you a 97-mile-hour slider away, busting, getting fooled on it, but still finding a way to take out your 7-iron and hit it 430 feet over Lansdowne Street for a game-winning home run on a Friday night?
No, I actually think
that is otherworldly right now.
I actually think that is sustainable. I'm starting to believe, and you guys know I have this word special. You know, this guy's special. That guy's not special. Roman Anthony has proven to me to be special. I think Rafaela's got a little special competitive athleticism. That's a word I like to use, competitive athleticism. And you know where it showed up to me? It was either yesterday or Saturday. He was in the gap to his right, headed towards the wall, and he missed the ball by 6 inches. Mm. And it bounced off, and I think Duran backed him up. And he got the ball. And while Duran is getting the ball back to the infield, Rafaela is slamming his glove against the wall because he expected to make the catch. He expects the extraordinary to be ordinary for him. He believes in his ability to make special things happen because of his athleticism.
He doesn't run.
He can
he
do
glides.
That. Yep.
He's so quick. He's cat-like in his reflexes, Andy. And is he strong? Oh, my God. Like, the kid just has everything. Like, we are just witnessing. It's like the movie you saw this weekend and enjoyed very much, although I know there's not a lot of origin story to this particular iteration. It's like a young Superman coming to learn just what he's capable of and what his powers mean to him. Like, we could legitimately, you know, given all hype and hyperbole right now, we could be watching the blossoming of a legitimate superstar in front of our eyes. The guy is hitting, I think his OPS for the past month is 1,000. His WAR is 4 at the halfway mark of the 2025 season, and he's winning games. So they sweep the Rays, right? I was there Thursday night. They win the game because he's got a double that knocks in 2. Final score, Red Sox 4-3. Friday night, I'll go so far as to say this. Not just the signature moment of the Red Sox season today. That was, and please, if anyone disagrees, call or one of you three guys in the studio, let me know. That was the best moment in Boston sports of the year to date. The home run Friday night. Dave O'Brien had a baby. Will Fleming had 2. It was absolutely wild. And then all weekend long, just contribute. Yesterday's home run. Again, just the kid is dynamic right now.
Yeah, he is. He's special. In one texter, 617-779-7937 says, don't you mean Insane Rafaela? Is that his nickname? Is that a workshop nickname? Insane Rafaela instead of Sedane? Also, we have the 413 chiming in about our panda talk. We are not going here. Pandas are Chinese spies. The hell they are. They're the greatest.
Nailed it.
animal that ever.
That is a texter who, unlike the Red Sox, is not tremendously locked in. We all might need to get some of those shirts, by the way.
So, yes, Dan Ball.
To your point about Sedan being special as well in situations that are considered high leverage this season in 73 plate appearances, 319 average,
coming.
And a 912 OPS. So it legitimately goes up. Low leverage, 238 hitter, medium leverage, 286, high leverage, 319. As the stakes are rising, his game is elevated.
You know, I hate the analytics, except when they back up my eyeyeballs and verify what I just said off the top of my head.
Here.
Nice job, Dan
Ball. And that was Ball Hawk. That right there is what I like to call anti-Devers. Because you guys remember, yes, we've mentioned his name, so we'll have to reset the clock, everybody.
Yeah, I thought you were the one who said we're not talking about Devers around here.
It's relevant in comparison because other people are getting more opportunities now because that absolute storm cloud of a human is elsewhere.
Did you almost swear?
Hitting over 300 with in non-high leverage situations, and when the Red Sox were losing, he was hitting 190.
Yeah, I do think there is something to this whole, and we did, again, another texter, the 978 said, it's all Devers' fault, let's blame him for all this. Okay, I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not, but I'll choose to read that as a non-sarcasm. We can blame Devers for this because they have turned a corner, both victory-wise and energy-wise. The energy in that clubhouse, in that dugout, is phenomenal. Dan Ball.
And I'm not necessarily in the business of giving Craig Breslow a lot of credit. I've been very critical of him compared to praising Alex Cora, but he did say, in covering-your-own-ass fashion after the trade, there's a good chance we win more games with him not here than with him here. And so far, to this point, I mean, he's kind of been bang-on accurate.
Well,
because they steered into the youth movement, this team finally, it didn't take St. Bregman coming back, although the 3-0 since he re-entered the lineup. It was always about coming to terms with your new identity and steering into the youth movement. That is who this team is. Meyer and Anthony and Raphael.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Not Christian Campbell, who Andy wants to ship out of town for dimes on the dollar. This is and Brian Baio.
Quarters on the dollar.
Quarters?
Yeah, I don't know about that right now.
I want to do it before it's pennies on the dollar. That's what I do want to do.
Honestly, be a penny stock pretty soon.
Yeah, no, they have changed the whole buzz about them, and I feel like we've rewound us personally to what we were doing in spring training, the buzz and the energy and the hope and the talk, because obviously they're winning. You just said something rather funny that I enjoyed. St. Bredingman, 3-0 since he came back. Yeah, I'm not sure when the team won 7 in a row before you joined the ship and you win 3 more, I'm not sure how much credit you get to add on to the winning streak. But hey, put it on his resume. St. Bregman, one of the 3 All-Stars that's in Atlanta right now representing the Boston Red Sox, because it is All-Star Week here at WEEI Afternoons, which means what? Well, it means we have no games to talk about of really any kind other than the WNBA. It also means we'll be a little bit more creativity in our content this week. We will continue to talk about the New England Patriots at 4 o'clock every day, 4 o'clock football. Today, we're going to look at the most competitive position groups if you want to tune in at 4. But it also means we're going to take a look back mid-season style at the Boston Red Sox. What's sustainable? What isn't sustainable? Where they're going from here? Because we do have to acknowledge, Fitzy, if Ted Johnson is putting together a wet blanket manifesto to challenge our optimism here with the Boston Red Sox in this 10-game winning streak, it does start with, well, okay, they're good, but they've done this before. And you know what they always do? Post-All-Star break, post-trade deadline, month of
swoon.
August. Swoon, stink, tank, circle the drains. We'll get into that later, John.
Go in the toilet. Dude, the thing that we're really not making like enough noise about is the starting pitching.
Okay.
I mean, so here's my favorite. At Sox Notes aggregated this for us, and this is just truly, truly next-level spectacular. Since June 10th, Garrett Crochet, Brian Bayo, and Lucas Giolito are a combined 13-2. Wow.
Sustainable?
With a 1.58. Okay, that's stink, stank, and stunk in Red Sox pitching terms, right? With a 1.5 ERA, 119 point in a third innings pitch, 21 earned runs. Crochet, 6 games started, 4-0, about a 2 ERA. He's got a complete game now. Bayo, he's also got a complete game, 4-2 with a 2.06. Lucas Giolito, 6 games started, 5-0. Do you know what the ERA is, Andy?
I'm going to say 1.89.
How about 0.7?
0.7. Is that even really an ERA? It's like a fictitious number you dream about.
This is insane what the top 3, like, oh, the Sox got to make a move. And yes, we do want them to make a move and be very assertive and aggressive. Be aggressive. Yes, be aggressive. But when you legitimately have a big 3 at the top of the order, or at least in the top of the rotation, you know, it sucks losing Dobbins the other night to a torn ACL that even, you know, all the rest of us are still wondering how the hell that's something. And Tristan Casas is like, wow, even I didn't do that. When you have 3 guys combined over that span with a group 1.58 ERA, I mean, you have a solid, solid start of the rotation. Can they keep it up? That's the $10 million question.
It is absolutely the question. It is one of the reasons why Craig Breslow continues to advocate for adding pitching. He did it recently with Bradfoe on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, and I agree with him. It causes you to look at deals probably a little differently. They're certainly not a desperate team right now because you can talk themselves into having 3 really good starters right now and other options in terms of depth and rounding out a rotation. But if an opportunity presents itself, like, say, I don't know, to pull a name out of a hat, as Will Fleming said last week before he got into feuds and fights with Will Clark, pull a name out of a hat, Joe Ryan. If you added Joe Ryan to the top of the rotation and bump Bayo and Giolito down and go, wow, we really kind of go 4 deep now with pitchers we're really comfortable taking the mound. That's the biggest thing. But as I said to Jones and Keith, talking to those guys in the crossover, they brought up the question, what's the ceiling for the Boston Red Sox? It's absolutely World Series. And for me, it's about 2 people, 2 very simple people, 2 people that are in Atlanta right now at the All-Star game, Garrett Crochet and Aroldis Chapman. I am a big believer in baseball. If you start the postseason, which the Red Sox are in the postseason right now, they're not even the 3rd wild card. They're the 2nd wild card. And like George, what's his name? They're moving on up, right? The Jeffersons?
George Jefferson.
How did I forget his name? His name is the name of the show.
You remember the name of the show, but you couldn't remember the last name of the lead character.
Well, the idiot that I am with this brain, I almost said George Jetson, and I'm like, it's not George Jetson. That's the guy in space. That's a Sprockets and totally different thing. The Red Sox are moving on up. They're a playoff caliber team right now. If you make the postseason and you put Garrett Crochet out there for game 1, don't you believe no matter who you go against, you have the ability to win that game? Because
you have a chance to win the first 3 games, let alone always take game 1. And when your closer is throwing liquid heat, like as was put on the jocks of the Alpha Betas and Revenge of the Nerds. Hell yeah. I mean, Chapman hits 99 without even having to strain himself. The dude is as I learned from Dan Ball last week, dialed as any pitcher in baseball right now.
The hell does dialed mean? Just dialed in?
Oh, you just don't bother saying dialed in. You just say dialed. Well, it sounds cooler.
It's a kid's thing.
I bet your son probably says it.
Maybe. Never heard it, but maybe. Bet, some of those other things. Chuz, we'll get into that later. I don't know if I can say this.
What is Chuz? Isn't that like an enemy of Han Solo?
It's a chopped huzz, and it becomes a chuz. So it's...
I dumped that.
You dumped that? I can't say chuz on the radio? That's what all the cool kids are saying.
I mean, do you want to find out if you can say it on the radio?
Wait, but if the FCC doesn't know what it is, aren't I exempt from the FCC?
The FCC won't let me be.
That's right. Chuz, it's a... Huzz is your girlfriend, but if she's chopped huzz, she's ugly. So you have an ugly girlfriend. So if you want to say somebody has an ugly chick, you say they're chuz. That's their chuz.
I believe that's how it works.
That's
awful on so many levels.
I don't make it up. I'm just telling you what the kids are saying these days, chuz, and I pick up on it.
That just sort of sounds like how like somebody who doesn't understand the way we say cheese in this country is they come from Eastern Europe, like, do I get some chuz on this?
Yeah, I'm no longer weird for making up the word hingent. If kids are making up chuz and have these like definitions like this. Yes, Dan Ball.
You guys are already off the rails enough, so I'll ask this question. Did you get bullied into making an Instagram video Baywatch style while you were off on Friday?
I'm hashtag like Will Middlebrooks, who plays Pony Club or Pink Pony Club or whatever the hell that is because of his daughters, and he's a proud girl dad. I was at the beach for the first time maybe ever with just my daughter and her friends. It was all females and Andy. I felt a little weird. Not going to lie to you. I was like, This is totally different when I'm hanging out with the boys, but it was my wife and four of my daughter's friends. And yeah, they're like, this will be cool. This will be fun. Come on, Dad. Please. Please do it. So I said no. Then I had a Miller Lite. Then I said no again. Had another Miller Lite. Then I said no again. Had another Miller Lite. And then I said, okay, proud girl, Dad. You can post it on the internet. I'll be your guy to make fun of and act it out.
I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, so... Would I have done it initially? Maybe
being
not.
Being a girl dad and drinking Miller Lights, Diz?
No, just the drinking part and then doing stupid stuff.
And then do it at three drinks and you're like, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? I mean, not like this tweet could ever come back to haunt me.
No, it's fine. 617-779-7937. I'm streaking into the water in a bad girl dad video, and the Red Sox streak into the All-Star break 10-game winning streak. We got Crochet, we got Chapman, we got Bregman at the All-Star game. But up next, we need to look into a simple question. Do you believe in the Boston Red Sox? What you've seen in the totality of the first half plus of the season. They've had their ups, they've had their downs, they've been a good clubhouse, a bad clubhouse, winning streaks and losing streaks. Do you now believe in the Boston Red Sox? That was the subject of my poll on Twitter today. We'll have the results and your calls next, 617-779-7937. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Red Sox won their 10th game in a row on Sunday as they completed the four-game sweep over the Tampa Bay Rays. The final score was 4-1. Brian Bayo with his sixth win of the season, Aroldis Chapman with his 17th save. This is the first 10-game winning streak for the Sox since 2018. The Sox enter the All-Star break in third in the American League East and in the second wildcard spot, just one game behind the Yankees. The two teams are currently tied in the win column. In other Sox news, the team drafted the following players in the first three rounds of the 2025 MLB draft yesterday. In the first round, 15th overall, they took right-handed pitcher Kyson Witherspoon out of Oklahoma. Second round, 33rd overall, right-handed pitcher Marcus Phillips out of Tennessee. Second round, 75th overall, infielder Henry Godbout out of Virginia. And in the third round, 87th overall, right-handed pitcher Anthony Ianson out of LSU. The Home Run Derby is tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN. The betting odds are as follows. Cal Raleigh leads at plus 300, then it's O'Neill Cruz plus 330, James Wood plus 400, Byron Buxton plus 850, Matt Olson plus 900, Junior Caminero at plus 950, Brent Rooker at plus 1,000, and Jazz Chisholm at plus 1,400. The All-Star game is tomorrow night, also at 8 p.m. And finally, the Celtics beat the Knicks 94-81 in summer league play yesterday. Charles Bassey led the way with 22 points off the bench. The Seas visit the Miami Heat tonight. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Stay cool this summer with the money you found at FindMassMoney.gov. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to FindMassMoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.